Mass. The soul has regained her confidence by the act of humility she has performed. She approaches the God of mercy and reminds him of the tender love he bears to his creature man, and of the patience wherewith he waits for his repentance. These are the sentiments expressed in the introit, which is taken from the Book of Wisdom. Introit. Thou, O Lord, hast mercy on all, and hatest none of those things which thou hast created. Thou overlookest the sins of men, to draw them to repentance, and thou pardonest them, because thou art the Lord our God. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the Collect, the Church prays that her children may have the twofold grace of a fervent commencement and steady perseverance in the salutary fast of Lent. Collect. Grant, O Lord, that thy faithful may enter on this solemn and venerable fast with suitable piety, and go through it with unmolested devotion. Second Collect. Preserve us, O Lord, we beseech thee, from all dangers of soul and body, and by the intercession of the glorious and blessed Mary, the ever-Virgin Mother of God, of blessed Joseph, of thy blessed apostles Peter and Paul, and of all the saints, grant us in thy mercy health and peace, that all adversities and errors being removed, thy Church may serve thee with undisturbed liberty. Third Collect. O Almighty and Eternal God, who hast dominion over the living and the dead, and art merciful to all whom thou knowest will be thine by faith and good works, we humbly beseech thee that they for whom we have proposed to offer our prayers, whether this world still retains them in the flesh, or the next world hath already received them divested of their bodies, may, by the clemency of thine own goodness and the intercession of thy saints, obtain pardon and full remission of their sins. Lesson from the Prophet Joel, Chapter 2. Thus saith the Lord, be converted to me with all your heart, in fasting, and in weeping, and in mourning, and rend your hearts, and not your garments, and turn to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, patient and rich in mercy, and ready to repent of the evil. Who knoweth but he will return and forgive, and leave a blessing behind him? Sacrifice and libation to the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather together the people, sanctify the church, assemble the ancients, gather together the little ones, and them that suck at the breasts. Let the bridegroom go forth from his bed, and the bride out of the bride chamber. Between the porch and the altar, the priests, the Lord's ministers, shall weep and shall say, spare, O Lord, spare thy people, and give not thine inheritance to reproach, that the heathens should rule over them. Why should they say among the nations, where is their God? The Lord hath been zealous for his land, and hath spared his people. And the Lord answered and said to his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil. You shall be filled with them, and I will no more make you a reproach among the nations, saith the Lord Almighty. We learn from this magnificent passage of the prophet Joel how acceptable to God is the expiation of fasting. When the penitent sinner inflicts corporal penance upon himself, God's justice is appeased. We have a proof of it in the Ninevites. If the Almighty pardoned an infidel city, as Nineveh was, solely because its inhabitants sought for mercy under the garb of penance, what will he not do in favor of his own people, who offer him the twofold sacrifice, exterior works of mortification, and true contrition of heart? Let us then courageously enter on the path of penance. We are living in an age when, through want of faith and of fear of God, those practices which are as ancient as Christianity itself, and on which we might almost say it was founded, are falling into disuse. It behooves us to be on our guard, lest we too should imbibe the false principles which have so fearfully weakened the Christian spirit. Let us never forget our own personal debt to the divine justice, which will remit neither our sins nor the punishment due to them, except inasmuch as we are ready to make satisfaction. We have just been told that these bodies, which we are so inclined to pamper, are but dust. And as to our souls, which we are so often tempted to sacrifice by indulging the flesh, they have claims upon the body, claims of both restitution and obedience. In the gradual, the Church again pours forth the expressions of her confidence in the God of all goodness, for she counts upon her children being faithful to the means she gives them of propitiating his justice. The tract is that beautiful prayer of the psalmist, which she repeats thrice during each week of Lent, and which she always uses in times of public calamity, in order to appease the anger of God. Gradual. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me, for my soul hath trusted in thee. He hath sent from heaven and delivered me. He hath made them a reproach that trod upon me. Tract. Deal not with us, O Lord, according to our sins which we have committed, nor punish us according to our iniquities. Remember not, O Lord, our former iniquities. Let thy mercies speedily prevent us, for we are become exceeding poor. At this next verse, the priest kneels down. Help us, O God, our Savior, and for the glory of thy name, O Lord, deliver us and forgive us our sins for thy name's sake. Gospel. Sequel of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 6. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "When you fast, be not as the hypocrites, sad, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head, and wash thy face, that thou appear not to men to fast, but to thy Father, who is in secret, and thy Father who seeth in secret will repay thee. Lay not up to yourselves treasures on earth, where the rust and moth consume, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up to yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust nor moth doth consume, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where thy treasure is, there is thy heart also." Our Redeemer would not have us receive the announcement of the great fast as one of sadness and melancholy. The Christian who understands what a dangerous thing it is to be behindhand with divine justice welcomes the season of Lent with joy. It consoles him. He knows that if he be faithful in observing what the Church prescribes, his debt will be less heavy upon him. These penances, these satisfactions, which the indulgence of the Church has rendered so easy, being offered to God unitedly with those of our Savior himself, and being rendered fruitful by that holy fellowship which blends into one common propitiatory sacrifice the good works of all the members of the Church Militant, will purify our souls and make them worthy to partake in the grand Easter joy. Let us not then be sad because we are to fast. Let us be sad only because we have sinned and made fasting a necessity. In this same gospel, our Redeemer gives us a second counsel, which the Church will often bring before us during the whole course of Lent. It is that of joining alms deeds with our fasting. He bids us to lay up treasures in heaven. For this we need intercessors. Let us seek them amidst the poor. In the offertory, the Church rejoices in her children being set free. She foresees that the wounds of our souls will be healed, for she has confidence in us that we shall persevere, and this fills her with gladness. Offertory. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast upholden me, and hast not made my enemies to rejoice over me. O Lord, I have cried to thee, and thou hast healed me. Secret. Grant, O Lord, that we may be duly prepared to present these our offerings, by which we celebrate the institution of this venerable mystery. Second Secret. Graciously grant us, O God our Savior, that by virtue of this sacrament thou mayest defend us from all enemies, both of soul and body, giving us grace in this life and glory in the next. Third Secret. O God, to whom alone is known the number of thine elect to be placed in eternal bliss, grant, we beseech thee, by the intercession of all thy saints, that the book of predestination may contain the names of all those for whom we have undertaken to pray, as well as those of all the faithful. The Preface. It is truly meet and just, right and available to salvation, that we should always and in all places give thanks to thee, O Holy Lord, Father Almighty, Eternal God, who by this bodily fast extinguishest our vices, elevatest our understanding, bestowest on us virtue and its rewards through Christ our Lord, by whom the angels praise thy majesty, the dominations adore it, the powers tremble before it, the heavens and the heavenly virtues, and the blessed seraphim, with common jubilee, glorify it, together with whom we beseech thee, that we may be admitted to join our humble voices, saying, Holy, holy, holy. The words of the Church in the Communion Antiphon contain an instruction of great importance to us. During this long career of penance, we shall stand in need of something to keep up our courage. Let us meditate on the law and the mysteries of our Lord. If we relish the Word of God, as it is offered us by the Church on each day of this holy season, our hearts will receive an increase of light and love. And when our Lord shall rise from his tomb, the brightness of his resurrection will shine upon us. Communion. He that meditateth day and night on the law of the Lord shall yield his fruit in due season. Post-communion. May the mysteries we have received, O Lord, afford us help, that our fasting may be acceptable to thee and become a remedy to us. Second Post-communion. May the oblation of this divine sacrament, we beseech thee, O Lord, both cleanse and defend us, and by the intercession of Blessed Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, of Blessed Joseph, of thy blessed apostles Peter and Paul, and of all the saints, free us from all sin, and deliver us from all adversity. Third Post-Communion. May the mysteries we have received purify us, we beseech thee, O Almighty and merciful God, and grant by the intercession of all thy saints that this, thy sacrament, may not increase our guilt to punishment, but be a means of obtaining pardon in order to salvation. May it wash away sin, strengthen our frailty, secure us against the dangers of the world, and procure forgiveness for all the faithful, both living and dead. Every day during Lent, Sundays excepted, the priest, before dismissing the faithful, here adds a special prayer, which is preceded by these words of admonition. Let us pray. Bow down your heads to God. Prayer. Mercifully look down upon us, O Lord, bowing down before thy divine majesty, that they who have been refreshed with thy divine mysteries may always be supported by thy heavenly aid.